welcome to another edition of the program. You're listening to Live Free Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. And thanks to everybody out there who's listening. I'm your host. My name is Lee Rogers. And I run the alternative news website, worldgovernment.com. And today is February 13th, 2008. And like always, we have a ton of news to go over, lots of information to talk about. And it really sickens me that I have so much news to talk about, yet every time I tune on the corporate controlled press, they're talking about some issue that has little to no significance. Oh, today, it was all about Roger Clemens testifying in front of Congress. And that's a big news story. I mean, this country is in absolute crisis, and they want to talk about baseball. They want to talk about baseball. They want to talk about, oh, gee, well, did Roger Clemens take the HGH? Did he take the human growth hormone? Did he take steroids? I don't give a damn. Look, I've known for practically 10 years that these people have been on juice. Okay? The game is tainted. They ruined the game for me. I can't even watch a baseball game thanks to what these clowns did to it. It really upsets me because I was a baseball player. I played high school ball. I played in college. And I went to a few professional tryouts, and pretty much the scout said, oh, well, you're not taking the right vitamins, meaning, oh, yeah, well, you're not a bad player, but you know what? You got to take the juice, otherwise you don't have a chance. It's ridiculous. They're all on steroids. It's an illusion. So the whole game is a fraud. But yet, we have the corporate control press talking about that, obsessing about Roger Clemens' testimony in front of Congress when our country is falling apart. Why is Roger Clemens even testifying in front of Congress? Why? What's the purpose of it when we have much more important issues to talk about and much more important issues to resolve, like the coming economic collapse, like these traitors that try to form the North American Union, like the scumbags that pulled off 9/11, like this global war on terror, this technological control grid that's being set up? All right, these are some important issues that need to be discussed. It needs to be vetted out. But no, we got to make sure baseball is all set. We have to make sure that everybody believes that the credibility, the breads and circuses are all in order. Give me a break. So let's go into some real news. I'll go right down the list of what we're going to talk about on today's show. We're going to talk about the Iranian oil bourse. That's been delayed. It's going to launch February 27th now, according to this report. We'll get into that. We also got lots of police state news. In the UK, police are told they can actually taser children, if you can believe that. So we'll go over that. We'll also go over this other story about how they arrested and caged and took DNA from this person because they are playing an MP3. We'll get into that. What else? Oh, the NYPD's warning of a chlorine terror attack. All this other stuff. Global inflation climbs to historic levels. We'll talk about the spy bill. There's been some new developments on the spy bill. But no, Roger Clemens is more important than the spy bill, apparently. We'll talk about Comcast, how they're intentionally slowing internet traffic. We'll talk about how Venezuela is halting oil sales to ExxonMobil. Children are being put in databases for life over the United Kingdom. I mean, it's just a nightmare. We have all sorts of stuff to talk about. We'll get to all this on the other side. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Welcome back to the show. Let's get right into all this news. Right down the list. Let's talk about this Iranian oil bourse. Iran to launch oil bourse on February 27th. Now, there were initial reports that they're going to launch the oil bourse at the beginning of this month. Evidently, that didn't materialize. And now we have this report from the RIA Novosti. This is a Russian news agency. And it says here, Iran will launch a commodities exchange for oil, petrochemicals, and natural gas on February 27th. The Islamic Republic's oil minister said on Wednesday. Now, I've gone over this Iranian oil bourse in great detail many times before on the show. It's very, very important because what's happening here is the Iranian oil bourse is going to facilitate Iran trading oil, natural gas, all these different commodities in exchange for currencies besides the U.S. dollar. And this is very important because if a country as big as Iran starts trading their commodities for euros, for other currencies, this is going to send the value of the dollar into the toilet. Okay, it might not happen right away. But what's going to happen is that over time, this is going to limit the demand for dollars to purchase oil and commodities. Because right now, you essentially have a petrodollar standard in which you have the U.S. military using its military might to enforce a supposedly so-called strong dollar policy. They say, you will trade oil for dollars because we have the guns and that's just the way it is. But Iran is not buying into this, and that's why they've set up this oil bourse. Because they don't like the fact that the U.S. military has invaded Iraq and Afghanistan, two neighboring countries, and the fact that our military and our government are warmongering and are patrolling their coastlines. They don't like that. They don't like the fact that they're trying to set up this whole incident between our military and the Iranian military. They don't like all that, and I can't blame them. So that's why they're setting up this oil bourse. Because they know a good way to attack the United States is financially, financial warfare. I mean, look at the Chinese. I think they know that as well. That's why they're holding on to all of these dollars. Instead of sending over a bunch of Chinese to invade us, they can just ruin us financially. That's what we did to the Soviet Union in the late 80s, early 90s. Well, it was a long-term process, but the end result was what happened in the late 80s, early 90s. We ruined them financially because they couldn't extend their empire any longer. And guess what's happening? The same thing that happened to the Soviet Union around 20 or so years ago is now happening to us. So this Ouroboros on February 27th, this is definitely going to be a day to look out for. And we'll see if they actually launch it. They've delayed it a few times. So this is going to be a very important date. So we'll be keeping our eye on that one. Let's go on to some other news. EU official wants satellite surveillance grid, from the Associated Press. The European Union's top justice official on Wednesday called for a massive shakeup of the bloc's border security, recommending that all visitors be screened and fingerprinted, and a satellite surveillance system be set up to keep illegal migrants out. Well, you know, it's really interesting. These different governments within the European Union, this super state that they have over there, they've been letting all of these illegal aliens in intentionally. They created the problem, and now they want to have a satellite surveillance grid over Europe. Oh, so we can make sure that illegal immigrants don't come into our nations. This is such a joke. This is a clear-cut case of them creating a problem and then coming up with a solution that is used to enslave their own people. They're calling for a satellite surveillance system, visitors to be screened and fingerprinted. I mean, this is all part of the technological control grid. All part of a growing surveillance society in Europe. And this would cost billions and billions of euros, but this is the agenda. The agenda is to set up a global police state that's facilitated by a technological control grid. So that's why you see over in Europe, they're setting up all of these nanny state laws, nanny state regulations, the police state. They're putting up cameras everywhere. They got speed cameras. I mean, they got the whole nine yards. Because this is a worldwide program. You have it happening in Europe. You have it happening here in the United States, in Canada, in Australia. You have it happening in all these countries. Because this is the agenda. The agenda is total enslavement. And that's what they're using this technology for. It has nothing to do with keeping illegal aliens out. They could have easily stopped that years ago. But that's not the agenda here. They don't care about the nation state. They don't care about any of that. That's why you see massive amounts of illegal aliens hopping over the Mexican border and entering the United States. They have no intention of stopping it. They just want you to believe that they're trying to do something about it, even though they really don't give a damn because they want their North American Union. So the same thing that's happening in the EU is happening over here. It's just over in Europe, it's a little more advanced. We're trailing behind what they're doing over in Europe. Let's go on to another news story. Police told they can taser kids over the United Kingdom, from the Daily Mail. Police have been given the go-ahead to use taser stun guns against children. The relaxing of restrictions on the use of the weapons comes despite warnings that they could trigger a heart attack in youngsters. Until now, tasers, which emit a 50,000-volt electric shock, have been used only by specialist officers as a non-lethal alternative to firearms. And that was the initial intent of tasers. They were only to be used in place of deadly force. But now they're just tasering anybody. Oh, you get a speeding ticket, you don't like what just happened, oh, they'll taser you. Yep, they'll do that. There was a video clip of that came out a few months ago. And we actually have a follow-up to that story that I'll go over later. But can you believe this? Over in the United Kingdom, police are being told that they can taser children. This is a mainstream news story, and you see this all the time over in the United Kingdom. It is a total police state. They got cameras everywhere. It's a nightmare. And this is what is coming over here. And how can they openly say that they can taser children? This is absolutely disgusting. I don't even think I need to analyze the story anymore. And if you don't believe me, just go to my website and check out the link for yourself. Police told they can taser children. Well, I'm sure because the children might be with Al-Qaeda. We have to take every necessary precaution. West faces defeat in Afghanistan. This is a Reuters article. NATO is in disarray and the West faces defeat in Afghanistan unless it overhauls its counterinsurgency and reconstruction strategy. Britain's Paddy Ashdown wrote in an article published on Wednesday. Ashdown, who was rejected last month by Afghan President Hamid Karzai for the post of senior UN envoy to the country, called in the Financial Times for renewed efforts to win Taliban moderates away from the insurgency. With fighting in Afghanistan now entering its seventh year, no agreed international strategy, public support on both sides of the Atlantic crumbling, NATO in disarray, and widening insecurity in Afghanistan, defeat is now a real possibility. See, that's why you don't hear any news from Afghanistan anymore. You don't hear any news about what's going on in Afghanistan on Fox News or CNN. Because there's a lot of bad stuff going on over there. We're not doing very well. I mean, this is exactly what happened to the Soviets 20 or so years ago. Of course, our CIA helped to defeat them by funding the Mujahideen, which is really Al-Qaeda, and their CIA frontmen. I mean, this is a very disturbing piece of information here. I mean, this isn't the only guy that's saying this. We're having some severe problems in Afghanistan, and the best course of action right now would just be to pull our troops out. There's nothing to gain from staying over there. Yes, I know the CIA gets a lot of money from all the heroin they're harvesting over there from those poppy crops. That's probably the only reason why they're still there. Oh, yeah, and you got the resources and things like that, and they want to launch a war into Central Asia. But how can they continue to facilitate this, considering the crumbling value of the dollar? I don't know how much longer they can continue this facade. And yet, they may try to go for the Hail Mary, invade Iran, and go into Central Asia. But they're not going to have any public support for that at home. And they could really risk losing complete and total control over their power base if they decide to go forward with that strategy. You know, the people who are running things, they're insane. They are completely insane. They have lost their minds. But you still see people in the establishment say that we need to go and battle Iran, even though they don't even have a nuclear weapon. It's insane. We can't even control Afghanistan and Iraq, yet they want to open up a new front in this war of terror. War on terror. It's really a war of terror. We're an occupying force in Afghanistan and in Iraq. The people don't want us there. It's time to leave. Plus, we can't afford it. But, of course, the New World Order doesn't care about what's best for America. They care what's best for the military-industrial complex. They care what's best for the central bankers. And the central bankers and the military-industrial complex, they love perpetual war. And that's really what this is all about. It's about perpetual war, war that never ends, so they can continue looting the federal government, looting it of all the money that has, having it funneled into the military-industrial complex, these big defense contractors. It's all about control. And the control is being transferred from nation-state governments to NGOs and private corporations. We'll be back on our side. More news ahead. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the show. For the break, we're talking about this story from Reuters. West faces defeat in Afghanistan. And I think it's clear at this point that this war on terror, this whole business of nation building, I mean, it needs to stop. This country is bankrupt. It's broke. We're printing money out of thin air to fund all these foreign misadventures. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of this crap. I want my country back. I want us to start spending money here domestically where we need it. Not on all this crap on empire building and funding both sides of conflicts. It's getting quite old. How much longer are we going to stay in Afghanistan to try to fight these terrorists that don't even exist? Yeah, this war on terror has been really effective. How come we haven't found Osama bin Laden? Where is he? Even if you believe that the war on terror is real, this has been a complete and total failure. Because our borders aren't secure. We haven't found Osama bin Laden. And guess what? There's still terrorists out there. So it's a failure, even if you believe in this war on terror. If you believe in it, it's a failure. You know why? Because the majority of terrorists come from Western intelligence agencies. They come from governments. That's why there's all these terrorists still out there. Because the majority of these major terror events that have been pulled off by Western intelligence agents. They're the real terrorists. They're not some boogeyman living in a cave. Why do you think Bill Clinton, when he had the opportunity to kill Osama bin Laden, why do you think he chose not to kill him? Because Osama bin Laden was an agent working for the United States. How does it make any sense that somebody like bin Laden, who is this wanted terrorist worldwide, oh, we got to find him, he's responsible for all these terrorist acts, and then Bill Clinton is given Osama bin Laden on a silver platter, and he says, nope, we don't want him, and he bombs an aspirin factory. It's a joke. The war on terror is a hoax. It's designed to give them the excuse to set up this technological enslavement grid, to set up a police state. I mean, you know, I've said this before. But to the new listener that laughs at this, or tunes in the Patriot Radio and thinks this is funny, this is what's really going on. I mean, you know this is what's going on. But that's fine. You can go and just listen to what they're talking about on corporate-controlled talk radio with the Hannitys, the Limbaughs. Fine, you can go ahead and believe them. But they're lying to you. Yet we have this war on terror. The borders aren't sealed. But we have to have this whole enslavement grid set up internally. We have to have internal passports, national ID card. We have to have all these things to keep you safe. It's a joke. Let me go on to another news story. So much to talk about. There's one it's just crazy. This one is another story from the United Kingdom. Arrested caged and DNA tested for playing an MP3. This is from the Metro. A commuter was arrested at gunpoint and had his DNA and fingerprints taken simply for listening to his MP3 player while waiting for a bus. Darren Nixon was surrounded by armed police after his music player was mistaken for a gun. Police tracked Mr. Nixon using closed-circuit TV. As he got off the bus home from work, he was surrounded by a firearms unit who bundled him into a van. He was then put in a cell, and his fingerprints, DNA, and mugshot were taken before he was released. Although police realized it was a false alarm, Mr. Nixon, from Stoke-on-Trent, now has to live with his DNA stored on a national database. The force will also keep on record that he was arrested on suspicion of a firearms offense. I mean, this is the type of stuff you're going to start seeing over here. And we're already starting to see some crazy stuff over here. I mean, you got sheriff deputies dumping people in wheelchairs. You got sheriff's deputies raping women who actually called police for help. And they take them back to their headquarters, and they strip search them for no reason. I mean, they raped them. They raped that woman. Our society is just falling apart. What else is there to say? And we see stories like this, and they happen every day. Every day I see one or two stories like this that takes place over in the United Kingdom. That stuff is coming over here. I can 100% guarantee that. But this is what tyranny is all about. This is what the technological police state, the technological enslavement grid is all about. It's about treating you like you're some sort of slave. I mean, this person was playing an MP3 player, and now he's got his DNA stored on a national database because of a false alarm. And this is the type of thing that's going to happen when you have this police state. What else do we have here? So many of our news stories. I'm just going to wait till after the break to get into some of these. I think we're about to hear the bumper music anyway. But yeah, on the other side, we'll talk about the NYPD warning of a chlorine terror risk. We'll talk about global inflation climbing to historic levels. We'll talk about the spy bill and lots more. Also, the Venezuela news. Can't forget that. We'll be back on our side and we'll get into all this. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places.
People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Back to the show. Getting a few more of these news stories here. Actually, I want to talk about this one. Students let off for thought crimes. This one's from the BBC. Again, based off another event that took place over in the United Kingdom. The total police state they have over there. And you might remember this story. And this story basically deals with these five Muslim men that were jailed over extremist literature. And let me just read from this article. If you remember the time that this happened, the media was making a huge deal out of it, like, oh, they arrested these terrorists. This is awful. And, of course, later on, they're left off, and nobody seems to pay any attention. But it's the impact of what the media does by saying, oh, look, we've caught five terrorists, and then later on, they just get left off because, you know, there wasn't any evidence. That these people were actually terrorists. It's all an illusion. It's just all part of this phony paradigm that they have set up. They have to convince people that there are terrorists out there, real terrorists, not the not the government-sponsored ones, but just terrorists that want to blow up buildings and everything else. But really what's happening here is that the real terrorists are the governments. But they're trying to convince everybody that, no, the governments are here to help you. The terrorists come from within the population, and that's why we need to have all this enslavement technology. Let me just read from the story. Again, from the BBC. The convictions of five young Muslim men jailed over extremist literature have been quashed by an appeal court. Freeing the men, the Lord Chief Justice said there was no proof of terrorist intent. And then it goes on to say, the lawyer for one said they had been jailed for a thought crime. A jury convicted them in 2007 after hearing the men of Bradford University and... what's this? I can't even... I think that's a typo. Somewhere in London. And for whatever reason, they became obsessed with jihadi websites and literature, and that's why they convicted them. And that's, I guess, it's been overturned by the appeal court. But, I mean, they're jailing people over there based on the fact that they have literature. I mean, this is the very definition of thought crime, just like the lawyer said. So if I have certain literature, let's say I have the Anarchist Cookbook, does that mean I'm a terrorist? Just because I have a piece of literature. I mean, how far does it go? Does it get to the point where you have a, kind of a scene out of Fahrenheit 451 where you actually have firefighters burning books? Oh, look at all those thought criminals. They have all these evil books. We have to go in there and we have to burn them. Fahrenheit 451 is, of course, that Ray Bradbury novel in which the firefighters, it depicts this dystopic vision of the future in which firefighters go around, they burn books, and they censor literature. You know, it's kind of interesting because you see that book that was written, I'm not sure when it was written. I think it was written in the 50s or 40s, around that time. The movie version came out in the 60s. You see the dystopic vision that Ray Bradbury had back then, and you're seeing a lot of the same paradigms coming true today. You're seeing all sorts of lies in the media. You're seeing censorship. You're seeing legislation in which they actually want to classify thought crimes as being terrorism. Look up H.R. 1955. I've talked about that many times on the show. That House resolution, Senate Bill 1959. Hopefully we could still defeat that thing, but I mean, it doesn't look likely considering 404 congressmen, congresswomen, they voted for the damn thing. They actually voted in favor of classifying thought crimes as homegrown terrorism. So, I mean, again, very interesting story here. I guess I misread this story. I guess they were actually convicted previously, but I guess this appeal court let them off. But I mean, there's no basis to even hold these people just because they have literature. I mean, this is the type of thing that's happening, and more of this is going to continue unless we do something about it. It's just crazy. This is the type of stuff that's coming over here. Let's go on to our news story. NYPD warns of chlorine terror risk. This is from the Associated Press. And what a complete waste of taxpayer dollars this was. This is just a complete joke. Let me read from this. Undercover police secretly set up a fake company to demonstrate how easily and anonymously a terrorist could purchase chlorine on the internet for a deadly chemical strike against the city. A videotape presented Wednesday at a briefing of private security executives discloses for the first time the results of Operation Green Cloud, a reference to the yellow-green color of chlorine gas. The purpose was to assess the ease or difficulty with which a terrorist in the United States could acquire large quantities of chlorine without being detected by law enforcement or intelligence agencies, a narrator says on a copy of the video obtained by the Associated Press. The conclusion, at the present time, few, if any, barriers stand in his way. Oh, so now we have to have all of these rules and regulation that govern the purchase of chlorine. I can only imagine that. And, oh, here we go. Let me just read later in the article. This is from Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly. Kelly said the NYPD has been lobbying the Department of Homeland Security to draft stricter regulations requiring chlorine vendors to verify the legitimacy of their customers. Give me a break. So now we have to regulate people who sell chlorine. I mean, how far is this going to go? Are they going to start regulating scissor manufacturers because a terrorist might use a pair of scissors to hijack an aircraft and potentially stab somebody? This is stupid. So now they're calling for all sorts of rules and regulations on chlorine, and I imagine they'll call for all sorts of stuff. This is a joke. Again, the only terrorists that are out there, the only real hardcore terrorists, are government-sponsored. So let's start looking at the government if we're going to have a real war on terror. Let's start looking at the government terrorists. Yeah, there might be a few fringe people here and there that might commit a terror attack or a terror incident. But really, you're more likely to die in a car accident or drown in a swimming pool than you are getting killed by an international terrorist or a terrorist in general. I mean, it's just so stupid. And when you look at the major terror attacks, the majority of them are government-sponsored. 9/11, the 7/7 bombings, government-sponsored. But no, we have to police chlorine manufacturers because they might make a chlorine bomb. Give me a break. Are you going to police all sorts of chemical manufacturers because one of their customers might use it to build a bomb or commit a terror attack? I mean, the insanity is unparalleled here. Oh, but they're deadly serious about this. Yep, we got to police those chlorine vendors. Yep, we got to have those chlorine vendors police their own customers. I mean, I don't even know what to say. Let's go on to another news story. Rebate checks in the mail by spring from the Associated Press. And yeah, guess what? We're going to get our wonderful rebate checks from the federal government this spring. So they're essentially just printing out more money out of thin air, and then they're just giving it to us. So they're going to devalue our dollar, and they're going to give us what? Between $300 to $1,200 to each person, family, depending upon certain criteria. But what am I going to do with $300 or even $1,200? I mean, I'll take it, but it's not going to do a hell of a lot. Plus, it's going to further aid the forces of inflation. So in the long run, it's going to further devalue the dollar. But you see all the hacks on the corporate control media. These people, oh, this is great. They're giving us free money. It's not free money. They're devaluing the dollar. And plus, all the money they stole from us, the IRS, they steal all this money from us. I mean, if they really wanted a real economic stimulus package, I got one for you. You get rid of the IRS, you get these people off our ass, and you abolish the income tax. This isn't a very difficult thing to figure out. You get rid of the IRS, get rid of the income tax, and you establish an honest monetary system. Then you'll see some things happen with the economy. It'll get a lot better. And why don't you get rid of all the bases overseas? Cut on foreign expenditures. That would help the economy as well. The price of oil would go down immediately if we announced that we were going to do that. But no, we're just going to send out these rebate checks. And even if I got $1,200, which I'm not, because that's for the families. Even if I got that, what am I going to use it for? I could fill up my oil tank a couple times. Yeah, I might be able to do a few things here and there. But that money's going to go quickly, especially considering the price of food, the rising price of energy, the rising price of everything, all due to inflation. So this whole thing is a big scam, this economic stimulus package. It's a joke. Let's go on to some other news. Global inflation climbs to historic levels. Kind of ties in with what I was talking about with the stimulus package. This one's from the International Herald Tribune. While the world frets about a possible U.S. recession, global inflation has quietly climbed to historic levels, confronting policymakers with tough choices that could end up hurting the euro and lifting Asian currencies. The dollar, meanwhile, could stabilize after two consecutive years of steep declines, caught between strength against European currencies and weakness versus Asia. Now, I disagree with that assessment. What's happening here is that all currencies are falling. They're all falling. They're all going down. If you look at all the currencies in relation to precious metals, they're dropping. So you want to be in precious metals. And all this stuff is paper. It's just fiat currency. It's just printed out of thin air. But I strongly disagree with this article's assessment of the dollar stabilizing. This thing's not going to stabilize. Are you kidding me? Especially with the Federal Reserve's massive interest rate cuts. And you have Hank Paulson. He was on CNBC today. And he was saying that, no, we're just going to keep cutting interest rates because the government loves you. Oh, the government's on your side. And CNBC, one of their anchors, I was listening to him on the radio, on XM satellite radio, and the guy was saying, oh, isn't it great to have the government on your side? They're saying they're going to cut interest rates. They're going to do whatever it takes. Well, that's a complete lie. If they keep reducing interest rates, it's going to destroy the value of the dollar. Then the purchasing power of my bank account, it's not going to be able to buy food, energy, or anything that I need. But they act like it's good. It's so sick, these people. You know, I just wonder if these people are just useful idiots. They're dupes. They just don't know how this whole system works. Or if they really do know, and they're just evil people, and they keep putting out this crap. CNBC is just some of the most vile economic propaganda comes out of CNBC. It is disgusting, these people. At least Jim Cramer, he's actually gone on record saying there should be an investigation to the Federal Reserve. Well, there should have been an investigation to the Federal Reserve a long, long time ago. A bunch of criminals run that damn thing. I mean, you see what they're doing to our economy. It all stems from the Federal Reserve and these central banks. The international banking cartel. So yeah, global inflation climbs to historic levels, and it's going to get worse. We'll talk about the spy bill in a second. Just one more article I want to go over before we get to the spy bill. Lockheed Martin to expand biometric database from the Washington Post. Yes, Lockheed Martin has been contracted, apparently, by the FBI to develop this huge crime-fighting computer database of biometric information. And it's going to include fingerprints, palm prints, iris patterns, face images. It's crazy. And they are building this as part of this technological enslavement grid. It's horrible. Just read up my website. It's right up there. Lockheed Martin to expand biometric database. And oh, I'm sure they're going to do a great job at that. Get all of our information to this database so they can use it. So they can data mine all our information. I mean, it's just a total nightmare. There's going to be no privacy in this technological enslavement system. Let's talk about a spy bill. Bush presses House to approve spy bill. Simply amazing. Of course, the Senate, they passed this spy bill that gives the telecoms immunity retroactively. I mean, but let's not talk about the fact that each time they spied illegally without a warrant, that's a felony. So the Bush administration, all these telecoms, they should be charged with all these felonies. So that's why Bush is so eager to get the House to approve this spy bill with all the retroactive immunity for the telecoms, so he can get let off the hook also. So the Senate has passed it, and now they're pressuring the House to pass it. I can almost guarantee they're going to pass this thing because all these people are either compromised, they're criminals, or they just don't know any better. It's disgusting. So there's a spy bill. Let's go to phone calls. Let's go to Ryan in Massachusetts. Ryan, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Brian. Lee, I love the show. Listen, I had a comment about the rebate. Apparently, what I've been reading is not a rebate at all. What they're doing is working like a cash advance, and when you go to file your taxes next year, they're just either going to deduct it from your refund or you're end up going to pay more. I know I spotted some articles on MSNBC and a few other sites, so I'm really thinking that's exactly what it is. It's more like a cash advance. It's not free money at all.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, they just print the money out of thin air anyway, so it doesn't matter. But, you know, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, we know they play all these dirty tricks.
Yeah, I hear you. I just want to make listeners aware of that. And if you're going to do anything with it, pay down some debt.
Absolutely, absolutely. Pay off the credit card debt without question. That stuff is evil.
Hey, well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Talk to you later.
All right, thanks, Brian. Appreciate the phone call. And yeah, I mean, you know, I heard something about that earlier, but I mean, either way, the whole thing's a scam. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. All of these rebate checks, I mean, however they're going to facilitate giving them to us, it's a scam in the long run. Because they're just putting more dollars into circulation, and as a result, it's going to devalue the dollar. And if that's what they're actually going to do, they're actually going to just do some craziness like Brian described. I mean, it doesn't surprise me one bit. We have a bunch of criminals running the government, and you know it doesn't surprise me at all. It's completely disgusting. only have a minute left. Let me just cover one last news story before the break. Comcast intentionally slows internet traffic. And this was from the Washington Post. Comcast said yesterday that it purposely slows down traffic on its network, including some music and movie downloads, an admission that sparked more controversy in the debate over how much control network operators should have over the internet. So you have Comcast getting involved in manipulating traffic on their network. They're trying to provide all these excuses as to why they're doing it. Clearly, they're trying to get their foot in the door to start censoring, to start filtering the internet. I mean, I could see the writing on the wall. We have to break. We're back on their side. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Welcome back to the show. I know we got John and Henry holding. We'll try to get both your phone calls. Just real quick, I'm going to blow through these last-minute news stories that I haven't covered yet. All right, let me see here. Venezuela halts oil sales to ExxonMobil. And a very big news story here. This is at the Associated Press, a number of our news agencies. Venezuela has gotten fed up, and they have announced they're halting oil sales to ExxonMobil. And this has had a really adverse effect on the price of oil. The price of oil has gone up as a result of this. Very interesting development here. Wish I had more time to cover it, but very big news story there. We'll have to see how that develops. We also have here, children to be put in database for life. That's a Daily Mail article. And yes, they want to put the exam results, personal details, every 14-year-old in England. Okay, they're going to put them in an electronic database for the rest of their lives. And it's a numbered database for every citizen age over 14 years. I mean, it's just awful. Just read the article on my website. More of the technological enslavement grid. Oh, here's a good one. There's a bill that talks about how police misconduct is going to be hidden from public view. This was from KUTV. This is in response to that taser incident out in Utah about how that motorist was tasered after getting a speeding ticket. Just a horrible, horrible situation there. And you got, what else? U.S. judge hedges bets on torture. You have Scalia, the Supreme Court judge. He's saying that there's a question about if the American Constitution actually protects people from torture. I mean, obviously, the guy's lost his mind. He's lost his mind. But lots of our news on my website, roguearmor.com. Just check it out. Let's go to the phone calls. Let's go to, let's see here. Let's go to John, Florida. John, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. My advice is to go to the freeze-dried guy and get Stroll Foods and support Ron Paul. Even though Ron Paul is not in the mainstream media, we have to keep supporting him because he is. We have to change something in this country and get Stroll Foods and support Ron Paul.
Sounds good, John. I'd give you more time, but we're just at the end of the show. I got to squeeze Henry in. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Good points. Let's go to Henry in Connecticut. Henry, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm hearing the thing you're talking about with the chlorine.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really kind of ridiculous. You know, I kind of had a theory, too, about too much chlorine in a swimming pool is not good, because if you ever look, people swimming is one of the best exercises you could do. But one of the bad things about it is if you ever look at some swimmers, their face looks withered and skin look. Well, I'm wondering if it's chlorine getting in the skin, and it's good for you in one way, but make you look like an old hag another way. And I was wondering if there's some alternative thing that they could put in the swimming pools for you know, instead of chlorine. Now we got this terrorist thing going on with this terrorist bullcrap. And what are they going to do? Is it going to be where people want to put chlorine in their swimming pools? They got to have the government come in there and inspect, you know, whether they may be trying to blow something up. Meanwhile, the borders are still open, by the way.
Well, yeah, but we have to go after the dangerous chlorine vendors.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That's just perfect common sense. We have to go after the chlorine vendors, but
so
yeah, just leave
stupid.
The borders open.
It's so stupid. Meanwhile, the borders are wide open, and people getting raped and killed, and we're becoming a third-world nation. They got to press. I got to press 2 and press 3 on a telephone keypad to hear English when you call a utility company. You know, all you hear is Spanish. You know, I don't hear Irish, German, or Swedish, or anything. It's always Spanish, and it's just ridiculous. And the borders are still open, and we're talking.
Yeah,
about
I hear you, Henry.
Yeah.
I hear you, Henry. We're out of time, but thanks for the call.
Take care. Great show.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I totally hear you. I'm tired of pressing 1 for English. It's incredibly stupid. We're out of time. Stay tuned for Rick Adams, and we'll do this again tomorrow. Take it easy. Gold.